We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chofei Amud Aleph. We are starting 11 lines from the top, the two dots. Malve Beribis. One of the psulim to become an aid is someone who's Malve Beribis. He lends Beribis. He lends that money and collects interest. He is disqualified from being an aid. Amar Rava. Rava says not only is the Malve disqualified, Loive Beribis Pasul Aedis. The Loive Beribis is also Pasul Aedis. Because since, like Rashi explains, we know that the Malva and Leiva both over Balav in the Torah of Leisashich, the over Alav, and therefore, B'mamon caused them to do Alav. This Leiva needed money to invest, he needed money to make a business deal, and he went to Malva and he's paying him interest. So even though he's the one paying, so it's not a Shail of Gzela, but he's paying interest, which is Issa Ribis, and there's an Issa de Raisa of Ribis on the Leiva as well. Therefore, not only does it disqualify the Malve, it disqualifies the Loive as well. So Loive Beribis Pasul Eidus. Freit the Gemara Varnan Tanan, Malve Beribis. Our Mishas Mashma, Dafka Malve is Pasul Eidus, the one who's lending money Beribis, who's collecting Ribis, collecting interest. But where do we see that the one who pays interest also is Pasul Eidus? Our Mishas Mashma, Dafka Malve. And for the Gemara, you read like this. Milva Haba Beribis. Talking about any halva, any loan that has in it interest, then either party, either the Leiva or the Malvi, the borrower or the lender, are both Pasul Eidus. Bar Benisus, Asidu Bei Trey Sadi, two Eidim came to disqualify Bar Benisus from being an aid. And the two Eidim said, one of them said, Chadam Akami Didi Oiz Ribsa, I saw him lending in Ribis. The Chadam, the other aid says, Lidi Oiz Ribsa, I was the actual one who borrowed the Ribis. So we have two Eidim that are testifying that this Bar Benisus was a Malva Beribis, and therefore he's disqualified for being aid. So Pasle Rava Le Bar Benisus, Rava accepted the aidus, and he disqualified Bar Benisus from being aid. Freit the Gemara, what's going on here? Vaha Rava Hu Damar Loive Beribis Pasle Aidus. One of these aidus is actually the guy who borrowed the money. And the guy who borrowed the money, Rava said, is also Pasle Aidus. Vahavale Rasha, turns out he's a Rasha, so how is he believed about the other aid? Vatayra Amra, Atashus Rasha Aid. That here, it turns out, one of these two Eidim who are disqualifying Bar Benisus, one of them was disqualified himself because he was a Loive Beribis, and the Loch is, a Loive Beribis, like Rava said, is disqualified being Eid. So how can he say be Eid? How can he be Eid this to pass the Bar Benisus? My answer is Pashat. Rava Tamei Dama Rava, Odom Karavetza Asmai, Vein Odom Meisim Asmai Rasha. A person not believe about himself. And you could say Pakin in the Bura, and what that is saying that I borrowed from Bar Benisus Beribis, and therefore he lent me Beribis, that part you believed. But the part that it's me, that you're not believed. Why? Because a person not believe the Gabi himself, because he's a negayah to himself. He's a negayah b'davah to himself. And in Odom Meisim Atzmai Rasha. So therefore, he's not a Rasha because he's not believed on himself, but it's still an Eidus because it's Paginim Debura. We cut his words in half, and therefore we still believe the Gabi Bar Benisus, and therefore it was a good Eidus. Something more about it. Who Tafkur was a certain butcher, the Shtakach, he was caught, the Nafka Trefas of Yisrael, he was caught selling Trefas, not selling kosher meat. Pasley Rav Nachman. First of all, Rav Nachman said you're Pasul Eidus. Again, because you have this Yisoid that people who will do something against the Torah for money, that already means he's not a Pasul, he's not a kosher aid. And here, this guy's selling tray for meat just for money, so we know he's not trusted to be an aid. So first of all, you Pasul him to be an aid. And number two, of Avrei, he removed him from his post of being a butcher. He went ahead and he grew his nails and his hair long, this butcher, because he wanted to do tshuva. He wanted to show that he was doing tshuva. And therefore, he was menavel himself. He made himself look disgusting by growing his hair and his nails. He was trying to show that he was doing tshuva. Maybe he really was doing tshuva. But Sava Rav Nachman Lachshur, Rav Nachman said, maybe we should machshur him. Looks like he feels bad. He's doing tshuva. Omle Rav, no. Dilma Rumika Ma'arim. Maybe he's just playing a trick. He's making believe. But really, he wants to go get his job back and sell more tray for meat. He's just trying to show that he's doing tshuva. Elamaita Kante, how can you do tshuva? Rav Yidiba Oven. Rav Yidiba Oven, ha-choshed al tray for someone who's choshed to sell treifus, ain't like the kana chiyelch l'makom shem akir moisei. The only takana he has is to go to a place where no one recognizes him. And Rashi says, because the tshuva, the hosim lavarumahu, that tshuva won't be a trick because no one knows him there. And if there's tshuva there, then we know it's real. And he has to pass a test. If there's a veda choshev, he doesn't take it for himself, he gives it back, or he's shechting meat there, and he's shechting behema there, and it becomes a treifa, and he doesn't sell it, and he throws it away, he gives it to the guy. But davar choshev, expensive thing, mishloi, and he takes the loss on himself, then we know he did tshuva. So basically, he has to go out of town and do tshuva. It's not enough just to do tshuva over here. The Bach speaks out, we'll see on Amar Beis, on the other type of psulim, they could do tshuva here, but here by the guy who sells treifas is worse, because he always could do it in a sneaky way, you wouldn't ever want to chap him. So the only way to do it is, if you know it's a real tshuva, he did it out of town, and he didn't do it to show anyone, then we know it's a real tshuva. So the Gemara Vaita explained the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Mafricha Yoinim. We had in Mishnah a few cases, Misachik Bekuvya, but Misachik Bekuvya is like playing with these cards or darts, Malva Baribis, that's someone who lends Baribis, Mafricha Yoinim. What does it mean, Mafricha Yoinim? My Mafricha Yoinim, what exactly is the psul, and what makes the person disqualified from being aid? What is Mafricha Yoinim? So we're going to two pshatim. Hocha, here in Bavel, Targuma, Itikadme Yoinech Yoin. It's basically like a race. We race my dove against your dove, and whoever wins will get the money. A form of gambling. Rav Chaim bar Yishayama, it's not a form of gambling, it's talking about Arah. Arah means that you train one of your animals, in this case a bird, you train the bird to go basically steal birds from other people's houses and other people's chicken coops. This bird goes ahead and just chaps one of the birds and brings it back to you. And it's basically a way of stealing. It's a problem of gzela. He's basically a gazlan. So now that's a two pshatim africhi yoinim. Either means that it's basically racing, yoinim racing, that's a gambling, or it's stealing. So mandu amid the gadme yoinach yoin. Why didn't he teach my time lama ara? Amalach ara pedarke shalom ba'alma. It doesn't really steal birds and doves from people's houses. It steals it from their coops that are out in the field, which really don't belong. Those yoinim don't really belong to them because they just come from the wild and land there. And they're not really safe there. And therefore, it's only Darkei Shalom, like the Gemara says in Chulin, that the only reason there's Gezel is because Darkei Shalom. The Mishnah says in Chulin, and the Bryce says in Chulin rather, Yoine Shevech, Yoine Aliyah, Yoinim doves that are in a dovecot, and Yoine Aliyah, which are Yoine that are had, like they're taking, they're living on the roof, on the the second floor. Yesh bem gezel bnei darkei shalom. V'loi gezel gomer. It's not regular gezel. V'loi zochem v'bala shoyevach. The melikosu. It just came from somewhere else. They didn't. Then they landed up there and they had babies there. Whatever it is, it's not really belonging to those people. But bnei darkei shalom, we say, whatever's property it's in, it belongs to them. Now, he trained this bird to steal away those birds. So it's only really a gezel derabbanon. And therefore, maybe he holds that that's not called, that's not a psul, because it's only, that the only reason it belongs to them is because Darkei Shalom, therefore he holds that's not called a psul in Edus. Man dama or my time loma itigadme yoinach liyoin. Why didn't it say the pshat of tigadme yoinach liyoin, which means it's racing? Omalach, hainu masach ha-bekuvya. You know why I didn't say that? Because it's basically the same thing as masach ha-bekuvya. Masach ha-bekuvya is gambling where we're having something that's to do with luck. We're having a game that has to do with luck. And here also, it's a game that's a lucky draw. And therefore, it's the same exact thing. You already told me Masachi Bekuvya is not considered a kosher or a la'idah. Same thing, Mafrichi Yoin. Why have to say both? Why have to say both in a v'idach? So what's Pshat in the Mandiyamu? It says, Mafrichi Yoin means that they're racing. Why Taki need two cases? Why need Mafrichi Yoin and Masachi Bekuvya? V'idach, Tana Tel of Das Atzmoy, V'tana Tel of Das Yoinoy. One, by Masachi Bekuvya, you're playing those cards or those little pieces of wood chips, you're playing with chips, there you think that your brains that could do it. Masha'inkin ba'ya yoinoi, there is toyin das yoinoi. And the verse is v'tricha, I'll explain it to v'tricha. Ditana toylam das atzmoi, if you just said mesachi v'kuvya, that there he's a ganev, you know why? Because hosom hud l'gom ha'makni. There, the players are not gom ha'makni. The Omar, they think, Kim Lee on top of my base now. Kim Lee Benafshay the Yodana today. I know I'll win, and therefore, when he says that if I lose, I'm going to pay you the money, he doesn't really mean it. That's asmachta because he's confident in his own abilities to win. If he's willing to do this thing, obviously he's Gomer Makanafshi. He doesn't think that he has a way that he knows that his dove is going to win. It makes no sense. It's telling the dove. And the opposite, we say opposite also. We tell Antonio Das Yoinoi, the Amar Benakshu Tali Milsa. If it just said that Yoinoi is considered a smachta, I would say there, because there's also a smachta. There is a reason to say a smachta. Why? Because there, he himself thinks that he has a way that he can make his dove win, because he bangs with he claps with a certain piece of wood, and the Yoina recognizes that sound, and he goes flying with it. And he goes flying very fast. So he says, "You know what? I know I'm very expert at this, and the Yoina knows me already, knows the sound, and I'm going to win." And therefore, he's not really makabel to pay if he loses. But I know how to bang good. Your chips, you know how to play chips, maybe not. So therefore we need both cases. To teach us both cases are considered asmachta. Rabbi Kiviger and the Gilin Hashas and the Ma'alf points out that this whole tzricha only works according to the man the that holds the problem of Sachar B'Kuvya is a problem of asmachta, like Roman Bachama. But according to Rav Sheshis, that the problem was in Yeshuv Shalom, that he doesn't have a regular job, so then it's back Shver. Why need both cases? So Rav Kiviger says it must be this man the Yomo who says Mafricha Yoyin must hold that the problem is Asmachta, and then you could say this Trichasa and say that in Asmachta you could say there's a Trichasa here. That on one hand there's a Milo on the chips because he thinks he could win with his brains, and on the other hand there's a Milo of the Mafricha Yoyin because he could bang and thinks he could win that way, and therefore that makes it an Asmachta, and that was the reason why those cases are Ksir Asmachta and Ksir Shtikla Gazlam. Now, Meisvim, that's the kasha on this man the Amma who says that Mafricha Yoinim means a aura. That's kasha. But to get there, we have to learn a whole brisa about these different psulim. Meisvim, Hamasachik Bekuvia, someone who plays with wood chips. Eloheinu Hamasachim Pispsim. He plays with these little pieces, the kugelach, these wood chips. Loi Pispsim Avad Amru. Ela Filu Klipei Agoyes Beklipei Remainim. Even if you play with peels of nuts or peels of pomegranates, even then, you are considered a pasul eidus. Now, Rashi says, "What's the chiddush? It's not really made for that. It's only once in a while. Even if you play once in a while, it's still a problem. So, if you learn the vart is alt asmachta, so the chiddush is that even though you're not always a ganav, only sometimes a ganav, still it's a problem. If you learn the vart is ena oisav yishuv shalom, also he doesn't have another job, and even though he doesn't do this all day, he only does it part time, it's still ksira ena yishuv shalom." So how does this guy who gambles basically, how does he become kosher eidus again? You know when? Mashiach Shabru es pisvasei. When he breaks up his wood chips, he gets rid of them. The yachshu mechazara gamura, and he's a full tshuva. How? Dafil bechirim le'avdi. He doesn't even play for free. He doesn't play the game anymore. He breaks it up. He does not gamble again for anything, even for free. So even though there's no issa to gamble for free, maybe it's not an issa of Geneva at least. Which sounds like this, the man the Yom is going according to the Maram Asmachta. There's no Isav Gneva here. Still, he doesn't do it even then. That's a raya. He's really doing tshuva. Malva Baribis is another postulatus. Echad Malva Echad Leiva. First, a brisa like Rava, it says Echad Malva Echad Leiva. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't mean a raya to Rava from this brisa. But Echad Malva Echad Leiva, that both are postulatus by Ribis, side of the lender and the borrower. Some Shiikru as Shereim. They rip up the star, the stories of the Hava. And how are you going to collect even the principal then? So the Taisur Rosh says, you'll be like a milva apeh. Some say, you even don't collect the principal, you rip the star and it's a knas, but it's a collector's shayinim. But we'll learn pasuk shayinim, it means you rip the star, you can't collect the star anymore. So that's when we know he's the tshuva. He doesn't even lend to a nachri. He doesn't even collect rivers from a nachri. Even though usually you let it collect rivers from a goy midarais at least, you let it collect from a nachri. And even with the rabbanon, they made an issa the rabbanon, but g'day chayav, you're allowed to collect from a goy interest. But in any case, this guy removes himself from the whole parish of interest, then we know he did tshuva. Mafricha yoinim, elu shemamrim es ayoinim. The mamrim es ayoinim, we'll see exactly what that means, but it means you teach the yoinim. It means you teach the yoinim, which in this case, Taich means you teach the yoinim to race. You teach them to race better than the other one. It's not only by doves, even anything, any animal. And when is it considered a chazara? When you break it up, so then break up your sticks. The pygmeim are these sticks that makes them race well. So when you break up those sticks, then we know he did a full tshuva. V'yachshvim chazara gemura. And then it's a real chazara. Da'afilu b'midbar nami le'avdi. The big chazara will be when you know even b'midbar doesn't do this. When it's not a shayla of Geneva over there. And this is a case, this pshat the fill of b'midbar, the Gemara is saying, feed a man the omai that learns its aura, which means we're stealing other birds. And if you learn that it means we are gambling, so you have to say even bechinam doesn't do it. That's what Rashi picks out. They have to learn that even bechinam doesn't do it. That's part of the tshuva. So the tshuva mafricha yoinim is either if it's ara, the tshuva is that even the midbar where they're hefker, the animals are hefker, the birds are hefker, he doesn't do it. To go, he doesn't train his animal, this bird, to catch all the birds. And if you hold that the problem is of racism, gamblings, you have to say, doesn't do it, bechinam. And finally, Sercher is Shvias. Someone who does business with the Shvias Paris. El Shneusim, Neusim, Paris Shvias. He's also disqualified as the aid. They even say Chazarosom. When is it considered a Chazara? When is it considered a Tshuva? Mishdegiya Shvias Acheris. When the next Shvias comes, he's both doing, he doesn't do business with Shvias. Ron Ron Nechemia, what do you have to add on? Le Chazaros Dvaram Bavadam Ru. El Chazaros Mamri. Let's give back to Mamri also. Okay, it's out. Oymer, he says, I need plenty by plenty canasti Messiah Zuz, but Paris. Shvias, I, last time, gathered all these payers of Shvias and I made business with it, but now I'm gathering it and I'm giving it away. Even though you're allowed to gather payers for your family until Zman Beer. Here, he gathers the payers, but he gives it away. So he means he shows that he's really doing tshuva and he gets rid of all the payers of Shvias. Adkan this brisa, which goes through the tshuva and all four psulim in our Mishnah. Like Tani Mias, the case of Mamre Mesa Yainim, so there's two ways to learn Mafrich Yainim, right? We learned either Ara, or it means the gambling. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from here that it's dafka gambling. Because Ketanim Bias, even if it's not only by Yoinim, even by Behema. So Vishlaman the Amma Itagad me Yoinach li Yoin, Hainim Shkachas la Behema. You can have racing by Behemas. Elaman the Amma, if it's talking about Aro, which means you train a Behema to go bring other Behemas here, Behema Bas Hachiyu, a Behema cannot do that. Because a Behema, if it goes, tries to get other chayas, the other animals will run after and kill it. Right. A Behema is a vulnerable Behema. You have to keep it safe. If it goes out into the wild, a lion will come eat it up, or anything, a bobcat, they'll come attack it. And therefore, a Behema is not one of those type of animals you'll go send out to get other animals for you. So how could it be? If you hold Aro, how can it say even a Behema? So what's going on? It's a riot that the Frichi does not mean Aro. It means racing. My answer is no, it means Aro. In Bishar HaBar, Chayech, with the wild ox. The wild ox is basically like a chaya, and all the other animals are scared of it, and that you could train that Shar HaBar to bring in other animals. Well, Kamandi Omar, so why do we call it Behema? If it's Shar HaBar, it's a chaya. Kamandi Omar, Shar HaBar min Behemu. Kamandi Omar, Shar HaBar is min Behemu. It's not. We look at the Mishnah, Shar HaBar min Behemu. That Shar HaBar is considered Behema. Rabbi Yisrael, min chaya. I'm going with Kamandi Omar, it's min Behema. So we answer that Kamandi Omar. So Lamaisa, the bottom line is, we're still sticking with two Pshatim and Omaraya. Mafrich Yoinim either means Oro, or it means that they're racing, and we had a kasha of racing, what's the difference between Sachem Kuvya and this? We said it's Shrikasa, Toyla B'das Asmai, and Toyla B'das Yoinoi.